Still love Patsy. Okay. We discussed a very interesting tshuva of Rabbi Kivega. And this is on page Yud. Rabbi Kivega wants to know if a person forgot to recite the brach of Lahadlik and he went ahead and he lit the Chanukah candles, does he still have an opportunity to recite that bracha despite the fact that he was mekayim the ikra mitzvah? He's already fulfilled the mitzvah. We paskin that hadlokos of mitzvah and ner ishu beso. All he needs for the mitzvah is one ner. So he's already lit one ner. Says Rabbi Kivega, but wait a second. Has he lit any of the other neros? Do you follow? Let's say we'll dramatize it on the eighth day. He's going to light 8 candles. He forgot to recite the bracha when he lit the first candle. Rabbi Kivega wants to know, can he recite the bracha on the other candles? Or even on the eighth candle? Now, what's the status of the eighth candle? Hidur mitzvah. Can you make a bracha on Hidur mitzvah? So Rabbi Kivega, he investigates this, and he says that's a machlokes between the Prichadosh and the Eliyahu Rabba. The Eliyahu Rabba says that we can make a bracha on Hidur mitzvah. Therefore, in this case, says Rabbi Kivega, let him make a bracha. He hasn't yet lit the eighth candle. That's Hidur mitzvah. What about the Prichadosh? Now, at this point in the presentation, Rabbi Kivega goes even a step further. And he raises the possibility that even after he lit the eighth candle, and he's not lighting any candles, is it feasible that he can still make the bruch? And Rabbi Kivega introduces here a new concept in Birchas HaMitzvos, and that concept is called Adayin HaMitzvah Kayemes. Where does Rabbi Kivega get this from? Adayin HaMitzvah Kayemes. So let me read to you the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. And this you'll see on page Yud Aleph of your pages. The Rambam bases himself on a Gemara in Sukkah. And the Gemara in Sukkah talks about Nanuim in Lulav. And Nanuim is really not part of the mitzvah itself, meaning the Ikar mitzvah, because Mida Agbe Nafik Bey. So as soon as he lifted up the Dalad Minim, he was already Yotze. He's anticipating Nanuim. And therefore, since he's anticipating Nanuim, it's called Over Lasiyosa. And the Rambam is going to apply, based on this Sugya, he's going to derive a principle in Hilchos Brachos. So if you take a look, again, I don't know what pages you have, but does anybody here have page Yud Aleph? And if not, there's an extra page Yud Aleph here on the table, if anybody wants. So on the bottom right, on page Yud Aleph, you see a paragraph that starts, Ulam? Okay. Haramba beperk Yud Aleph Milchus Brachos, Zelishono. Ha'osem mitzvah velo birech. That's exactly what Rav Kivega is talking about. He didn't make the brach on the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is still alive and well, he can make the bruch even after the asiyah, because the asiyah is adayin kayemes. What's the case? But if it already passed and there's no asiyah kayemes, ketzad? Hareishin is atev betalis. Osha lovesh tefillin. Osha yashav besukkah. So imagine, instead of making the bracha before he put on the talis, before he put on the tefillin, before he sat in the sukkah, says the Rambam, chozer mevarech liachar shenis atef. Even though he's already done the action of the mitzvah, he fulfilled the mitzvah by doing the ituf, he can still recite the bracha shadayin asiyosa kayemes. Oh. Says Rabbi Kivega, if there's a concept of Adayin Asiyosa Kayemes, then can we apply this principle to Ner Chanukah? And to say that even though he lit all the candles, Adayin Asiyosa Kayemes, it's exactly like the case of Nisatev Now again, in terms of the case of the Gemara itself in Sukkah that I mentioned before about Nanuim, that's different. Why is that different? Why is it that I can still salvage the bracha even after I picked up the Dalet Minim? Because I still anticipate what? Nanuim. Nanuim is a Maisa. So Nanuim is a Maisa that represents the Gemara Mitzvah, and that can justify the bracha. We can still get over Lasiyasa, but now we're going way, way beyond that. And what we're talking about is a case where he's doing nothing in an active sense. His body is motionless, and yet the Rambam says he can still make a bracha. And the Rambam gives a few examples. The Rambam gives the example of Nisatei Pitzitzis. The Rambam gives the example of Lavash Tfilin, Yashav Besukkah. In all these cases, Lo Birech. And the Rambam says he can go ahead and make a bracha. Adayna Mitzvah Kayemes. Oh. Says Rabbi Kiva Hegel, let's take a look at the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. The Brisa says in Ner Chanukah that mitzvasa mishetishka achama. What comes next? Achetikla regal min ashuk. Ah, you're within that time period of achetikla regal min ashuk is adayin mitzvasa kayemis. The Ner Chanukah is still a Ner Chanukah. The Kiyama mitzvah is still an ongoing Kiyama mitzvah. And to prove this point, Rabbi Kiva Hegel quotes a Rosh. Now this Rosh is tucked away in Masechet Pesachim. On Daf Zayin, the Gemara in Pesachim wants to know, when should we make a bracha on a mitzvah belamed, and when should we make a bracha on a mitzvah ba'al? And these two nuschos of brachos have to be understood, have to be designated. When do you designate it with al, and when with a lamed? So the Rosh says the following. That if it's a mitzvah sheyesh la shihui, shihui means there's a shahut, there's an extended period of time, then the bracha is going to be belamed. And what example does the Rosh give? First he gives the example of lis'atef b'tzitzis, because as long as he's wearing the tzitzis, the mitzvah continues. That's called yesh shihui l'mitzvah. So then he gives the example of laniach tefillin. Again, you have to ask the Rosh the question about Al Mitzvah's Tefillin for the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Okay, but that's because we need a different Nusa, but whatever. And then he gives the example of Leishev Besukkah. And finally, the Rosh's last example is Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. Lahadlik Ner Chanukah is Shihui B'mitzvah. So if you're talking about Ituf B'tzitzis or Yeshiva Besukkah or Hanachas Tefillin, I understand that's called Shiyui. But what does the Rosh mean when he says that Alokas Ner Chanukah, he gets a Lamed, Lahadlik, because of Shiyui B'mitzvah? What's the Shiyui B'mitzvah? And what's the answer, Lenny? Achet Tichla Regel Min Ashuk. So that's called the Shiyui B'mitzvah. Nu, if according to the Rosh, we classify Ner Chanukah as a mitzvah sheyesh bo Shiyui, and that's what justifies the bracha and the lamed, because the Ner Chanukah continues and the mitzvah is continuing as a kiyuma mitzvah achet Tichla Regel Min Ashuk, just like in tzitzis and tefillin or in sukkah, yeshiva besukkah, he continues the mitzvah even though he's not actively involved in the mitzvah, but there's a shiui as long the kiyum continues, as long as he's wearing the tzitzis, as long as he's wearing the tefillin, as long as he's sitting in the sukkah, so too as long as the Ner Chanukah is daluk up until achetich the kiyum mitzvah continues. And Rabbi Kiva Hegel wants to say that even the Pri Chadash, who says you cannot make a bracha on a heather mitzvah, he would agree that you can make a bracha. Two chidushim here in Rabbi Kiva Hegel. Let's note. Number one, Rabbi Kiva Hegel is mechadish that even if he finished the very last hadlaka, forget about the issue of the Eliyahu Rabba and the Bichodesh, can you make a bracha on the heder mitzvah? The heder mitzvah is gone already. So that's the first chidush. You already finished all eight candles and you can still make the bracha. And the second chidush is that according to Rabbi Kiva Hegel, even the Bichodesh who objects to a bracha on the heder mitzvah, but it doesn't matter in this case because the mitzvah is still alive and well. And if the mitzvah is still kayemes, and the Rosh classifies it as a mitzvah sheish bo shiyui until achet tichla regel min ashuk, then he can make a bracha on the mitzvah kayemes. The mitzvah still exists. And we saw in the Rambam that in such a case that it's a mitzvah shadayin asiyasa kayemes, you can make the bracha. Now let me ask you a question. Are you willing to say, according to this presentation of Rabbi Kiveiga, he doesn't address this question, that if, let's say, Zev, you put up a mezuzah on my house, can I make a bracha al kviyas ha-mezuzah because the mitzvahs are dayim kayemes? So the Gevurah Yitzchak says no. Why? Adayin asiyah kayemes means that since you put up the mezuzah, your asiyah is still kayemes. You put on the tefillin, you did an action, we can extend that action. And he says the following. This is on the top of page Yud Aleph. He says that mezuzah b'pischo v'lo birech b'shas kviyoso afti eno osa maisa mikomokom kol rega dahavi tchilas ha-mitzvah. In other words, we can consider it as if every single moment it's as if he put up the mezuzah because the mezuzah continues to generate a kiyum ha-mitzvah. The ilun etolo, what's my litmus test to determine that the mitzvah is still continuing? Let's say somebody took off the mezuzah. What's going to happen now? What is my responsibility?
Put it back.
I have to put it back. So it means I'm still involved in putting it back. Again, if no one took it off, it's as if I put it up. If somebody took it off, I have to physically put it up. Same thing would happen in the case of a mezuzah. Excuse me, in the case of a talis or tefillin. Or sukkah, if somehow they removed my talis, I would have to replace it in order to get the kiyum mitzvah. So if I didn't remove it, then my original placing is considered as I'm still placing it. I'm still donning my tefillin. Oh, now if you could drop down about 10 lines, Masha Ein came. The first words in line Masha Ein came in Chanukah. The kol shebishas hadlaka hayavo shemen kishir. He put in enough oil into the original hadlaka. Now, in berega chaka kovsa haner, what would be if the ner goes out? What? Hu yatzakva, because we paskin kovsa ein zakikla. Is memela ein mutal of ladlika? When do you say adayin asiyasa kayemis, the original asiyah continues to generate an asiyah? I'll prove it to you, because if the situation changes, the object was removed, then you're obligated to put it back. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. So as far as the next moment of the mitzvah is concerned, you need to put it back on. If you want to continue the kiyum mitzvah, you have to put back on the talis and the tefillin and the mezuzah. Then you could say that even if you didn't remove it, every minute you're involved in the asiyah. Not physically, but al pi din. But in the case of Ner Chanukah, even if the Ner Chanukah was removed, you would have no responsibility whatsoever to replace it, because we paskin kovsa ein zokik lo. Im ken yesh lomar, the mikri avra mitzvasa, that the mitzvah is completely gone. You don't like it, Abby, but let me just... I'll give you the floor in just a minute. I just want to make sure I have... No, I just want to make sure I have his presentation. He's saying the following, that although there's a certain logical attraction to this analogy between Adshe Tichle Regel Min HaShuk in Ner Chanukah and all the cases of Adayin Mitzvos HaKayemes in Tefillin, in Talis, in Sukkah, but there's one fundamental difference between the two. You can say Adayin Asiyos HaKayemes in a case where you'd be required to actively set up the mitzvah if the original mitzvah was lost and you have to replace it. But in the case of Ner Chanukah, since we pass in Kovsa Ein Zokik Lo, if it was removed, the Ner Chanukah doesn't have to be replaced. Go ahead.
There's still a kiyum if it's lit.
Oh, but he's saying, let's read the Rambam carefully. What is the language of the Rambam? The Rambam doesn't say Adayin Mitzvos HaKayemes. Listen to the language of the Rambam. The Rambam says Adayin Asiyos HaKayemes. Do you see that in the paragraph Ulam?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But let's say by Sukkah, you're not chayav to continue being there. The Asiyah is the Kiyum. So there's no difference.
Would there be a kiyum if you rekindled the light of Ner Chanukah? Yes. I don't think so. But we can fight that out. But before we get to that battle, let's just see why that question is so relevant to us. In the case of Adayin Asiyosa Kayemes, we're not making a bracha on the continuous Kiyum HaMitzvah. If that's what this halacha, this principle is about, then Enoch Hinami Rav Kiveiga is unquestionably correct. I can make the bracha as long as Hachatikla Rekha Manashuk. My Kiyum HaMitzvah continues. But that's not the halacha. The principle here is not Adayin HaMitzvah Kayemes. On a mitzvah Kayemes, we don't make a bracha. A bracha is made on Asiyas HaMitzvah. That's called over Asiyasa. If there's no Asiyah, I can be Mekayim many mitzvahs in a passive way. I don't make a bracha on them. I have to have the Asiyah Kayemes. Because without an Asiyah, I can't make a bracha. So the question is, how do we gauge whether Asiyah Kayemes or not? So we're suggesting that the reason, or the barometer to measure Adayin Asiyah Kayemes is that if the Asiyah wasn't continuous, I would have to forfeit the mitzvah. Meaning the mitzvah itself obligates me to continue the Asiyah. In the most extreme, profound cases, when my Asiyah was terminated and somebody removed it. So now I have to restructure and replace my Asiyah. But in the case where I don't have to replace my Asiyah because my Asiyah is a Dain Kayemis, I can make the mitzvah, I can make the bracha on the continuous Asiyah. But if there was no Asiyah, and I'll prove to you that there's no Asiyah, because if this was terminated, I would not have to do anything. Or, okay, then we get to your question, whether or not it would be meaningful.
Right.
So here, we have to discuss a different topic. Okay, I think I discussed this on, gosh, I can't remember anymore. I think it was either Tuesday or Wednesday, one of those days. Whether or not it's a Kiyum HaMitzvah to rekindle the light after it goes out, according to the Ma'an d'Omar,
Kofsa Ein Zochak.
So just to summarize a little bit of what we discussed, I don't want to go over it again. We came to the conclusion, based on an Avni Nezer, a Sekret Shabbat, that the whole difference between Kofsa Zochaklo and Kofsa Ein Zochaklo is whether or not I'm obligated to rekindle the lamp. But even if I hold Kofsa Ein Zochaklo, if I go ahead and I rekindle it, as long as it wasn't Nevda, in other words, I still have the Shemen, then I can
create an Echanukah.
Yeah, it's a little complicated. I don't know. I use the phrase, and not everyone was happy with this, but I called it resurrect the old Ner Chanukah, meaning you're really continuing the original adlock of the first Ner, because the Shemen and the Psila and the Ner are still in existence. It's just the flame went out, so you're just rekindling the flame. That's not obligatory, because we hold Kofsa Ein Zochaklo, but nevertheless, it would still be a Kiyum Mitzvah up to the point of Achet Tichle Regev Ben Ashuk. If you hold Kofsa Zochaklo, it means that you're obligated to rekindle it.
The Atzit Lefes Regular is not a seer of the mitzvah, it's just a Zman.
What, the Atzit Tichle Regev Ben Ashuk is the Zman?
Just a Zman, it's not an actual.
What we're saying is that Zman sets up bookends, it sets up a framework within which I can be Mekayim in the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and therefore. And I'm just reiterating, I think what Abby's saying, you'll tell me if this is a fair representation of what you're saying, that since I can, I don't have to, but I can recreate the mitzvah and continue the original adlaka, and the kiyum would be an ongoing kiyum, that itself might be enough to justify a bracha according to Rabbi Kiveiga.
Because
Phil
and Talis and Sokar are no different. If you discontinue it, you're not chayav to redo it. If you want a greater kiyum mitzvah, if you want to continue the mitzvah, so I don't see how it's any different than that.
Well, let's take the case of mezuzah. We'll go one by one. In the case of mezuzah, you'd be obligated to replace the mezuzah.
Correct, okay. Because there's a chayav to me.
Right. Let's go on. In the case of lulav, it could be in the case of lulav, I'm obligated to do nanuim, so that's not a proof. In the case of tefillin, I'm obligated to wear the tefillin. It's not just the kiyum. I mean, the mitzvah of tefillin, to wear tefillin the whole day. I mean, don't ask me why we don't do that. I mean, there was a time in Jewish history when apparently people used to do that. My father says he can't remember his grandfather without tefillin. But the only problem is we have only one picture of my father's grandfather. He doesn't wear tefillin. So my father explained that picture he took for a passport and he had to take off his tefillin. But in any event, now talis, that lechora would fit into your, because I have no obligation to wear talis the whole day. because the whole mitzvah of talis is only, shall I say, voluntary. You know, I don't have to wear begging of dalit kashrus. Yeah,
the talis falls off, takia.
Right, yeah, the Hesek Hadas, you mean? Yeah. And then you might have to make another bracha. Right. So, 1 second, is that a question? Let's see, he's saying that. No, he's talking about a case where you're wearing the talus, and he's saying that it's Adayin Asiyah Kayemes because had it fallen off, you'd have to put it back on again. But now it's on me, and that's called Asiyah Kayemes. The original Asiyah continues. So on the bottom right here, he quotes Rav Yosef Ber Soloveitchik. That's not my Rebbe. That's my Rebbe's cousin by the same name. Okay. He was otherwise known here in Yerushalayim as Rav Beryl. Have you ever heard that? Rav Beryl Soloveitchik? So he says the following. This is four lines up before the end of the right column on page Yudal. He says, Da'abrochos lo nitkinu al kiyuma mitzvah el al asiyas ha mitzvah. So this whole concept of Adayin Asiyah Kayemes means that we need that Asiyah, and it's still alive and well, and now we can make a bracha on the continuous Asiyah. But Kiyuma Mitzvah below Asiyah ain't on bracha. There's no justification on a bracha for Kiyuma Mitzvah without an Asiyah.
For example.
Like, let's say, for example, you know, you make a bracha on Mila before the Maisa Mila. Correct? Mm-hmm. Now, it could be that the Kiyum of Mila continues even after the Maisa Mila, but you would make a brach on that. I didn't think out examples for you, but that. So again, if you're just telling me that he's wearing the tefillin, and therefore he makes a bracha, or he's in the sukkah, and therefore he makes a bracha. That's not true. What are you telling me? Because there's a continuous kiyum. The continuous kiyum itself, in and of itself, would not justify a bracha. You need a maisa, because a bracha is on the asiyas ha-mitzvah. Ulazeh, therefore, the Rambam was very careful in his language when he said, to justify the bracha, he says, Mikri shasiya mikodem adayin kayemes, and the Rambam doesn't say mitzvaso kayemes, but rather asiyasa kayemes, in order to emphasize that we consider it as if the asiyah is an ongoing asiyah. So the original asiyah of mikodem, of time T1, adayin kayemes, is still in existence at the time T2. So if he didn't make a bracha at T1, he can make a bracha at T2 because the asiyah is adayin kayemes. Dare mashigufo otuf bitzitzis bolo al yidei asiyah. He put on the tzitzis v'inim sheches, and that asiyah is still in existence. It's still alive and well. Kolzman shu adayin meutav v'al pize kosav to mishenichnas ladur bebayis. So let's say I rent out your house and I find the mezuzah, then there's no bracha. Why? Because I'm not doing any maisa. You know, if you put up the mezuzah and you're obligated to mezuzah, then your putting up the mezuzah is a dayin asiyah kayemes. Why? Because you would have to put up the mezuzah and resurrect your original asiyah. But if somebody else did the asiyah, then I can't say that by living in this house I'm putting up a mezuzah. Vehine agon Rabbi Kivegas al b'tshuva nokati afbuchai gavnet tzorach levarech. In his original tshuva, apparently Rabbi Kivegas maintained that even if somebody else put the mezuzah, now I rent the house, I can make a brach on the mezuzah. But then he brings the chidah, the Berki Yosef, who says no, there's no brach. V'ainam itam shabrach niskan al maisa mitzvah v'lo al kiyum mitzvah. Ulefi amavur, he says, v'inan shasiya kayemes is therefore nearer to the mezuzah shlo birach b'shas kviyosa lo yivarech acher kach the dafka im osek b'mitzvah mikri asiya kayemes. Wow. Listen to this, Rav Osai. He's adding a whole new variable into the equation. He wants to say the following. Asiya kayemes means I see the asiya in front of my eyes. Meaning I'm still somewhat active. You know, asiya means active, so I'm still somewhat active because I'm wearing the talis, I'm wearing the tefillin, so I'm sitting in the sukkah.
So that's the mitzvah begufa.
Aval b'mesha mezuzah kvua b'pischo, in that sense, you can't say his asiyah kayemes, although it took his asiyah to be koveh the mezuzah from the get-go, but now the mezuzah is living on its own. It has its own life force, and it's kavua on the Pesach. But he's not doing anything to continue that original situation. So when do I have a right to say that the asiyah kayemis and it's still active? That's only when it's. So again, you see, Abby, even if I accept your pshat from before, then in the context of this first paragraph on page Yudal, if you would be right, then maybe Alokas Ner Chanukah up until Achitich Regem Reshukas Adayin Asiya Kayemes, because the Kiyum HaMitzvah, and that Kiyum HaMitzvah came about through an original Hadloka, even though I might not be obligated to rekindle it, but I still get a Kiyum HaMitzvah.
Right.
So that's, but now in his new definition, we're in trouble. Why? Because in his new definition, he's saying that in the case of mezuzah, you would not be able to make the bracha. And let's go back to the Rambam here on the bottom right. The Rambam gives three examples of adayin asiya kayemes. Ketzad, number one, nisati pitzitzis, number two, lovish tefillin, number three, yoshev esukah. So in all these three cases, his original asiya is still continuing. Not actively, but it's continuing. But in the case of mezuzah, one could ostensibly argue that there's no continuation of the original activity. The man is completely disassociated, so to speak, disconnected from the mezuzah. It's not like the other three cases where he's still in the sukkah, he's still wearing the talis, he's still wearing the tefillin. And therefore, in the case of Chanukah, like the case of mezuzah, he's not osek b'mitzvah. The continuous, his askus b'mitzvah is completely terminated. V'chein nirim Rav Kivega Atzmo v'tanina, in his later tshuva, he writes that gam v'mezuzah lo choshev asiyo nimsheches b'mashev kvua b'pischo. He's totally passive and unconnected to the matzav, to the situation of the mezuzah being kavua on his house. Rabbi Kivega never accepted this diuk in the Rambam. He was operating with the premise that you make a bracha on a kiyum mitzvah. If the kiyum mitzvah is there and it continues, then you make a bracha. And therefore, even without a ma'isa mitzvah, he's going to paskin a mezuzah that I come into the house, I rent the house, you put up the mezuzah, I make the bracha now. Why? Because I have a kiyum mitzvah now, insofar as I'm renting the house. And that's Rabbi Kivega's understanding, pretty way out. He says, "Gam b'mezuzah kaygam shol birach b'shas kviyasa v'ilu notlu ha-mezuzah v'lo yehelo mitzvah mikan lahaba." He would have to put up the mezuzah again. Im came in varach al kiyum de lahaba, the kiyum that he's anticipating in the future. Aval im neima, if we don't accept Rabbi Kivega, we hold that the bracha was not established on the kiyum mitzvah, rather on the ma'isa mitzvah. Is then, in the case of Adlokas Neros, you don't have any vestige or continuation of the original Mais Adloka. Add to the boot that if it goes out, you don't have to rekindle it, Mikra Din. Well, if you are moving near the Mashakasar of Kivega, the Gabi Adlokas Neros, Yochel of Varkos Mancha Neros Dolkim, that's Rabbi Kivega Lashitoso, because he holds it as a Brach on a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So as long as you haven't reached the level of Achatikler and Neshuk, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is still being achieved, and therefore you can make the Brach. That's good according to Rabbi Kivega. But if you go with the Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik, who says, name, the Ram is Meduik, that you need Asiya Kayemes. So in the case of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, what Asiya can you claim is going on? And that's what he points out here at the end of the article on page Yud Beis. Okay. Now, let's talk about the shiur of the ner. How much oil am I obligated to put in the ner? So the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah says, number one, you have to light from Shkia until Achitichla Regem and Ashuk. And the Rambam then goes on and he says, well, how much time is there? Because I got to know what the shear of Shemin is. How much Shemin do I have to put in? So if you could tell me how long it would take from Shkia until Achitichla Regem and Ashuk, then I would know how much oil I have to put in. Let's say you tell me it's 10 minutes. I have to put enough oil that would last for 10 minutes. So I can do a scientific study and figure out, according to biology, how much oil do I need to get 10 minutes? So the Rambam goes, hey, v'kamu azman. So how much oil do I need in order to achieve that zman? How much time does it have to last from Shkia till Tzeisa Kochavim? Until Achitikl Regman Ashuk? He says, Kimo Chatzi Shah O Yoser. Do you remember this Rambam? We discussed this Rambam at great length. And the Rambam says that you need to have it last Kimo Chatzi Shah O Yoser. Very strange. The Rambam should have said Chatzi Shah. He's complicating matters by saying Kimo Chatzi Shah, and then he says O Yoser. Ofar Zman Zeh, after Tikla Regman Ashuk, Eno Madlik, Bitzorach Litain, Shemin, Bener, Kadesh, Tia, Dolekas, Olechas, Ad, Shetikla Regman Ashuk. So, in this essay, which I'm going to summarize up to where we got to, which is on Yud Gimel, Divra Maslav Nireh. So, what we want to cover today is this paragraph, Divra Maslav Nireh, that's going to end Simon Hay. I'm going to just give you the summary, and the interpretation of the Rambam is the following: that the Rambam is actually operating with two different shiurim. One shiur is the shiur of that is absolute, meaning it's standard and uniform for everyone. And then there's another shear which is relative, right? And that depends upon the sociology of that area. So in one area, there's nobody left in the shuk after 15 minutes per shkia. In another area of the world, people stay in the shuk until the wee hours of the morning. And the Rambam is going to organize now two different shiurim. When he mentions, when he says kimo o yoser, he means to say that it all depends on the metzius of that particular place. So, for example, if it would be kola l'regel min ashuk before chatzi shah, then as far as that area is concerned, all you need is, let's say, 15 minutes of oil to last until, let's say, if it's 7 p.m. is Shkia, till 7:15 when the last person leaves the shuk. So you have 15 minutes worth of oil. And that's why the Rambam says, V'tzarech litein shemen b'ner k'dei sh'tein dolekes ad sh'tich l'regel min ashuk. Notice, he doesn't say mishkia ad sh'tich l'regel min ashuk. Why? Because the Rambam wants to know what happens if, let's say, you would light late in the middle of that period of time. So then the amount of oil that you need is to last from that period of time up until Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. It might mean that all you need is 15 minutes of oil. So that's what we call the relative shear of Ner. Relative means depends A, on how long people in that area will remain in the Shuk, and B, on how at what point in time did he actually light the Ner. On top of that, the Rambam offers a different shear. And that, because if he only had this shear, he wouldn't have had to mention a chatzi shah at all. So why does the Rambam mention a chatzi shah? It's because the Rambam holds that there's also a shear that's absolute and that's unique, that's uniform, and that's a chatzi shah. And this is what he calls tarte shiurim. If you want to see that inside, it's on the bottom of page Yud Beis with the paragraph on Nireh. And he says that there are tarte shiurim. There's one shiur of mitzius, and that depends in each place according to the custom in that place. When is it called kolav regum and ashuk? So you can't put an actual number or time, you know, how many minutes it is, because from this perspective, it depends. Each place is different. But yet the rabbi went ahead and he mentioned the chatzi shah. So it must be that there's a second shiur. And that means that it has to light a chatzi shah from the time of Knisas HaLaila. Whenever Laila begins, you got to count off a chatzi shah. And now he calculates the nafkaminas between these two dinim of shir. He says, number one, there's going to be a nafkamina in a place where it's kola regel min ashuk before the chatzi shah. And the Rambam, in such a case, is going to require that nevertheless, despite the fact that Tichla Regem and Ashuk is less than a chatzisha after shkia in those particulars. Nevertheless, he has to have a ner chanukah that lasts the full half hour. That's a funny language. The full half hour, right? And why is that? Because it's a shir which is uniform and standard of a chatzisha. And then he has another nafkimina. Just one second, sorry. And then he has another nafkimina in the case where the mitzvah is that people are still in the shuk till way, way later hours. And in such a case, in order to fulfill that shir, you'd have to have the ner lit all the way into the wee hours of the night. And this leads him to the following suffix in the paragraph that starts ulefi. Tzarech ir. Do you see that? He says the following. What happens in a place where after 15 minutes it's kol regel min hashuk in that area? So night starts at 7. At 7:15 there's no one left in the shuk. So he's saying that he has to light it for a half hour because of the shir of chatzisha. Now, he went ahead and instead of lighting within that half hour, he let that time period pass. But he's still within the half hour. So again, in this place, the last person to leave the shuk is at 7:15. He didn't light between 7 and 7:15. He lit at 7:16. So on the one hand, there's no mitzius of regel bashuk, but on the other hand, he's still within the half hour. Do we have a right to say that since he fulfilled one of the two shiurim of Ner Chanukah, that's enough to justify the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? Me neima, should we say kevin sheyesh tarte shiurim bi'ad shetichle regel bashuk? And that means that there's a kiyuma mitzvah of a shiur of ad shetichle regel bashuk b'mitzius. And then there's the requirement of a half hour after the beginning of night. Does he have to fulfill both shiurim? Or if he fulfills one of them, that's enough. So for example, in this place where b'mitzius there's no one left in the shuk after 15 minutes, does he still have the ability to be mekayim the mitzvah of chatzisha? Meaning within that chatzisha, in this case it, let's call it 7:16, he can still light the candle because it's that standard shir of chatzisha. Or should we say no? I mean, there's no one left in the shuk, and you have to fulfill both shiurim. So in said, where's the other nafkimina? Oh, k'mochein, which you'll see about six lines up from the bottom. Five lines up from the bottom, he says, "B'mokum shalokola el regel meshuk ad liachar sha'over azman shal chatzisha v'yover v'hidlik achrei sha'over azman shal chatzisha." So let's say there's a mitzius where people are still in the shuk until the wee hours. He left the chatzisha go by, and all of a sudden he reminds himself it's time for hadlokas ner Chanukah. Can he fulfill this new shear of Achatetlech Meshuk, which is dependent upon the Mitzvahs, even though he's not within the standard uniform shear of a Chatzisha from Knesset Halayla? So the first suffix was where he lit within that shear, but there's no one out there for Mitzvahs. The second suffix is he lit after the shear of Chatzisha, but there's still many people walking in the streets. And that leads us up to the Nira. So both, again, just to summarize, does he have to fulfill both shiurim? Must he absolutely light within that half hour period? And on top of that, there's got to be still people in the shuk? Or is one of the other sufficient? One shiur would be enough to generate his mitzvah, which would mean that if he's within the half hour, even though his kola regel min hashuk b'mitzius, he still has the shiur of achetichle regel min hashuk, because of that half hour. And the other difference is going to be in a case where he lit after the half hour, but there's still people in the shuk. So in each of those two scenarios, he has fulfilled one of the shirim, but not both. And in the venira, he wants to say that according to the Shitas HaRambam, one of the two would be sufficient. which is really good news for us, right? Because that means that for us, generally speaking, Ashut Tichlaregum Meshubrut Tzias is way, way later. That gives us a broad and expanded scope for lighting Erech Hanukkah. So even if we forgot to light in that, or we didn't get a chance to light in that half hour, and we didn't fulfill that shear of Ashut Tichlaregum Meshubrut, which is standard and uniform, but we still have the fallback position that we fulfilled the mitzvah of Ashut Tichlaregum Meshubrut, because b'mitzias there are still people in the shuk. The other scenario where he lit within the half hour, but it was already kol regular shuk. That's a little bit foreign to our, you know, contemporary life. But nevertheless, it's conceptually it's a very fine suffix. He says, "Kehai gamnesha ofar chado min hashirim of kol regel min hashuk. Keva dakati lo ofar shir hasheni is mikri kodem shetichle regel min hashuk." How do we know such a thing? How do we prove that one of these two shiurim, either of these two shiurim, is sufficient to be mekayim the mitzvah in Erchanik? You don't need a fulfillment of both of these shiurim. So he writes, again, this is approximately 12 lines up from the bottom of the paragraph in Nira. Dover ze muchrach mehod kos of a Rambam ofar zman ze eno madlik. After the Rambam establishes Ashut Tichlaregum Meshuk, he adds the words ofar zman ze eno madlik. He says the Lashono More Shekshaovar Chatzi Shah Bemakum Shekola Regal Ben Ashuk. One second. What's his diuk here? Kishaovar Chatzi Shah Bemakum Shekola Regal Ben Ashuk Kodim Chatzi Shah O Yoser Michatzi Shah Bemakum Shelo Kola Regal Ben Ashuk Adli Acher Chatzi Shah Mikri Over Zman V'lo Yotze. The Rambam seems to indicate that there was no, I don't know how to say this. What's the opposite of Ashut Tichlaregum Meshuk? That when does he forfeit the mitzvah in Chanukah? When it's an absolute tichla regel ben ashuk. There's no regel in the shuk at all. Over zman ze eno madlik. Why? Kisha over chatzi shah. So let's say in a classical case of an area where the people are in the shuk until a chatzi shah. So the Rambam says shuv eno madlik. Why can't he madlik? Because over zman ze. Meaning that half hour has passed. And then the Rambam says, O Yoser Michatzi Shah. And the O Yoser means, B'mokum Shalo Kolor Regel Shuk, people stay in the Shuk even later after the Chatzi Shah. And the Rambam says, Ovar Zmano. And then Lo Yotza. So what does Ovar Zmano mean? The Rambam has now just established that there are two shiurim. There's the chatzi shah from Knisa Laila, and then Oyeser, where there's still an existence of kol regel ben ashuk. Now the Rambam is saying ofar zman zeh. We no longer have that zman of Ashut Tichlaregum Meshuk. It's way past that, which means that you're past the half hour that the Rambam just mentioned chatzi shah, and you're even past the Oyeser for a place where b'mitzius there are people in the shuk. Because e name of the kol shaover chadumi ashirim shall kol regel meshuk mikri over zmano. If you're going to argue that if he only fulfills one of the two shirim, but he forfeits, he violated the other shir, that therefore he threw in the towel and he forfeited the mitzvah, is then lo havile l'ramim litov over zman zed eno madlik ella. Right. He shouldn't have just said over zman zeh. He shouldn't be madlik, but rather he should have said over chatzi shah b'makom shelo kol regel min hashuk, and that would have covered the following case where the chatzi shah passed, even though it's lo kol regel min hashuk, but the chatzi shah passed. And then the Rambam should have said There's the rabbi should have told him, he should have just lumped it all together and said, and say in a very generic way, Ovar Zman Zeh shall call a regel min ashuk. He should have gone into detail. He should have said that either Ovar Zman Zeh, meaning the Chatzi Shah, oh, Ovar Ashit Tichle regel min ashuk v'mitzius, then ain't no madlik. So the answer is that one of these two shirim is sufficient. Okay, here we're going to take a look at Simon Vav. This is page Yudalit. Do you have such a page?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Are there extra Yudalit? I can make more copies.
Well, let's just see. Maybe. One second. Let's see. Lenny, what pages do you have here? You have up to Yudalit. You need Yudalit? All right, so Ben, you borrow this from... I'm stealing it from... Okay. Now this is called Shi'ura Dener Chanukah. He quotes the Rosh from Siman Zion in the first paragraph. The Rosh says, and the Shulchan Aruch codifies the Rosh, that Sarach Yehei Shemen Bener Kidei Shir Kodim Hadlaka, that everything that's required has to be set in place before he actually does the lighting. But if he made a bracha and he lit, and then after he lit, he realizes he doesn't have enough shemen kishir, and he wants to pour in some shemen, lo yatzi yedei chovasa. He has not fulfilled his obligation. And that rush is codified by the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tuf Resh Ayin He. So you want to underline those words, Siman Tuf Resh Ayin He. This requirement that the shemen has to last you until Ashit Tichle Regel Min Hashuk is an absolute critical requirement at the moment of hadlaka. That's where that's when the shemen was set up, and it could last until Ashit Tichle Regel Min Hashuk. Now we have another rush. The first one was in Siman Zion. This one is in Siman Gimel. All this is in Perek Bamei Madlikin in Shabbos. And here the Rosh says the following, that this mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah candles from Shkias HaChama till Ad SheTichle Regel Min Hashuk, says the Rosh, it doesn't mean that if it went out that he rekindles it, because we're paskening Kavsa Ein Zakeh Klah. But rather, what does it mean, mitzvah Mishetishka HaChama SheTichle Regel Min Hashuk, that that's the time period within which you can light. After Tichle Regel Min Hashuk, it's too late. Now wait a second. There's something fluky going on over here. The Rosh says that you got to put in enough oil that could last from Shkias HaChama until Ashit Tichle Regel Min Hashuk, and that oil has to be there before he starts that hadlaka. Then let's ask the following question: how could the Rosh then go ahead and say that if the candle went out, e kavye, just one second, oh, lav, I'm sorry, I missed the word lav. So on line 3, you want to underline the word lav, and he's saying the following: all we require is that you light within that time period, but it doesn't have to be a ner doluk during that entire period of time. Yeah. So again, according to the Rosh, Mishkias HaChama SheTichle Regel Min Hashuk, that's the time period allowed for you to light the Ner Chanukah. Anytime within that period of time of Ad SheTichle Regel Min Hashuk, you still have an opportunity to light. But says the Rosh, it doesn't mean that the candle has to be lit from Shkia until Ad SheTichle Regel Min Hashuk, because that would only be possible if you held Kavsa Zakeh Klah. But since we pass in Kavsa Ein Zakeh Klah, is Hadlokos a Mitzvah? And the whole deal of Ashit Tichle Regel Min Hashuk is only to give you a time period with which you light. Because after that time period, when the clock strikes Tichle Regel Min Hashuk, is the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is over, terminated. How do we reconcile these two statements of the Rosh? In the first statement of the Rosh said that when you set up your Ner Chanukah, it's got to be able to last for the full half hour. And don't try to fix it up after you lit it. It's too late. So obviously the Rosh is holding this as a kiyum of Ner Dolok that has to be lit for that period of time. Now the Rosh in Siman Gimel turns around, he says, no, that period only, a period of time is only only parameters, I don't know what word I'm looking for, with a time period with
limited, restricted.
No, I'm saying it's a time period within which I can light. I don't know what word I could use for that in English. Jeff, you have a word for me? It's a time allotment period. In other words, every mitzvah has its time allotment period. You know, if you didn't, let's say you didn't say Kriyat Shema B'Vasikin, you have 3 hours, you know, from that time period, you know,
a time frame.
Okay, we'll call it a time frame. So wait, what's going on over here? The Russian Siman Gimel is saying that Atchet Tichlo Regel Meshuk is only a time frame. You can light 1 minute before Atchet Tichlo Regel Meshuk, you're still within the time frame, and that's okay. And the Russian Siman Zion says, no, you have to have enough oil to last you the full half hour from the beginning of Shkias Hakam until the end. And he says the Pella of it is that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this Rosh in Siman Gimel in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Haim Siman Tov Ayin Beis and somehow combines both together. You know, in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Hei he codified the Rosh in Siman Zayin, where the Rosh says that you need that Adlok could be able to last for the full half hour. And now he's saying, no, that this whole half hour period is just giving you a frame of time, a framework of time within which you can light. Not only that, the plot grows even thicker, because if you take a look in the middle of the paragraph of Hine, on the left column, that was my fault, Lenny. I borrowed it for a few minutes. He says, "V'amogin Avram sham diak me'ashulchan aruch dim hidlik zman ma achar shkiyas achama." If he lights after shkiyas, so shkiyas was at 7 and he lit at 7:15, then he doesn't need oil to last for a half hour. He just needs the oil to last until Achitiklerigim is shook. So obviously, from the Mogen Avram's perspective, and he's medayik this in the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is that you only need an Ner Dolok to last until the end of Atchet Tichlo Regel Men Hashuk. That seems to be contradictory to the Rosh in Siman Zion, which was codified by the Shulchan Aruch and Tov Reish Ayin Hei, that it's got to last for a full half hour. So at this point, he introduces the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ein madlikin eros Chanukah kodesh tishka chama el im shkiyos lo ma'achrim v'lo makdimim shachach ohizid v'lo hidlikim shkiyos achama madlik v'holech ad shetichlo regel min hashuk." So again, the Rambam is like the Shulchan Aruch and Tov Reish Ayin Beis and setting up a framework of time. So the latest time for hadlaka is ad shetichlo regel min hashuk. Then the Rambam says, "V'tzorach liten shemen b'ner kidei shetia dolekes v'oleches ad shetichla regel min hashuk." Namely, that there has to be enough ner, enough shemen in the ner to last for this period of time. He says the following. But the Rambam, if you're very careful about it, when he speaks about the shear of shemen, how much oil do you have to put into the ner, he doesn't say mishkiya sachama shetichla regel min hashuk. But rather, he says, "Sarch liten shemen b'ner kidei shetia dolekes v'oleches ad shetichlo regel min hashuk." He's not talking about shkiyas acham over here. He doesn't mention a word about shkiyas acham. The Rambam obviously holds that whenever you light, it's got to have the ability. It has to have the volume of oil that it can last until tichlo regel min hashuk. So that might be a half hour, might be 15 minutes, might be 1 minute. So this is interesting because the Rambam, in a sense, is being very consistent. He holds that Mishakiya Sachama Shetik Regulash is only a time framework, but it doesn't mean that the Nair has to be lit for that full half hour. And I'll prove it to you because the Rambam says that you need Shemen in the Nair such that it should be lit. And he leaves out Ashetichla. What did he leave out? From the moment that you light it until Ashetichla. He doesn't say from the moment of Shkia. And that's because all you have to do is a Maisad locker that could last until Ashet Tichlo Regel Men Hashuk. So how much oil do you have to put in? That will be relative to when you lit. And if you're talking about Mishkiya Sachama Ashet Tichlo Regel Men Hashuk, says the Rambam, that's only a framework within which we allot you a period of time to light the Ner Chana. And now we're up to page Tesvav, which again you may or may not have.
You don't.
All right. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask Jeff. Can I volunteer you for this? Or
absolutely.
All right. If you don't mind.
Just the one page.
Well, I don't know if. Oh,
for both sides.
Yeah, because we don't have access to the big monstrous photocopy machine. Am I right? Because we're missing a toner. Because that machine, you just put it in it, and it photocopies double sided.
Do you need?
Tesvav. Anybody need Tesvav?
We all need Tesvav.
Okay.
We're all screaming for ice cream for Tesvav. Okay.
If the shi'ur of Achtikle is so important, why don't we say he needs to light it before? So he should have the half hour.
You're right. It probably means that he should light it before, but the only thing is that we... We have a brisa, that says lola hakdin. You shouldn't light too early. Why? Because again, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah inheres in adlaka. So the question is it the zman adlaka or is it not the zman? So it's very nice that the ner will be doluk when you get to shkia, and it might last even till achatitla. But when was that adlaka? So hadlaka before Shkia Sachama would be like hadlaka on Tu Bishvat. You know, you could theoretically get a big candle and it'll be lit for months, but you need the Zman Achi. Otherwise it's not an Ner Chanukah. You haven't created an Ner Chanukah.
So unless he's really mitzamtzim, sitting there with a stopwatch and doing exactly, lighting it, so he wants to be yotze on both sides, he needs to exactly know.
Right. But the Rambam does say that he has this framework of time within which he could light.
Yes, but
and then the Rambam is saying that it has to be lit up until Tikla Regem Manashuk. You don't have to put more oil in there. So at least we have the fallback position of the Rambam. But you're right, if you want to do it the ideal way, you sit there with a stopwatch and wait for Shkia. You know, you see Shkia, run and light the Ner Chanukah. Now let me ask you the following question, which we're going to get into. The Rambam has a very important distinction in which he categorizes mitzvahs as either A or B. A is a mitzvah called chova, shechayev lirdof achareha. B is a mitzvah which Rambam calls rishus, and you're not chayev to run after that mitzvah. So the example of the second category, rishus, is mezuzah. You don't have to live in a house that's obligated to mezuzah. That's not your requirement. If you live in a house, then it's a reshus. You've now, so to speak, volunteered for the mitzvah. Oh, what about tzitzis? Tzitzis would also be a classical example of reshus. I'm not obligated to wear a beged of dalit kavanos. And if I take it upon myself to put myself into the chiyuv, then I fulfill the mitzvah. That's called reshus. Where would you place Ner Chanukah? Chiyuv. The Rambam says it explicitly. The Rambam says halakas ner chanukah v'mitzvah shel chova means it's not like mezuzah where if I live in a house or makeh and that needs a mezuzah or a makeh, then I'm chayv. But I don't have to run after and put myself into the obligation by building a house and being chayv in mezuzah. But in the case of ner chanukah, I got to run around and make sure, maybe even sell the shirt off my back in order to get neros of Chanukah. So the Rambam has presented a very clear-cut contrast between the mitzvah of mezuzah on the one hand and the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah on the other. Now, if that be the case, we don't understand the Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua is very famous for saying that when it says Ner Ishu Beso, then the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is dependent upon Beso. It's a chobas bias, no different than mezuzah. In fact, I don't even know if we should blame the Pnei Yoshua. Way before the Pnei Yoshua, Rashi seems to indicate this. The Sugya Daf Chav Gimel says Haroa Ner Chanukah Chayv Levarech. So Rashi asks the question: why Roa? Why he's Chayv in Adlaka? Why is he a Roa? And he says that the case where he's a roa and he's not being madlik in there, where he's parted from there, Chanukah, is because kigon hamahalich b'sfina. So if he's mahalich b'sfina, he doesn't have a bias. If he doesn't have a bias, he's not chayv in the mitzvah of ner Chanukah. So this concept of ner yishu beso would mean that ner Chanukah is contingent on the fact that he has a bias. That's exactly the same as mezuzah. Mezuzah is contingent on the fact that he has a bias. That's classified by the Rambam as Rishus. But Ner Chanukah, the Rambam classifies as a Chova. Why? If you need a bias. Rashi says if you're holy Pesvini, you're not Chayim and Ner Chanukah.
Don't get a hint of the Kiyum or Asiyah with the Nusach of the Bracha. Litatef betali, v'aniach tefillin, likbo mezuzah. Likbo seems like a one-time thing. Although now I have a house with a mezuzah, I only did the Kviyah once.
Right. So that we discussed earlier, I think before you came, Ben, we were talking about a mitzvah shasiyosa kayemis.
Right.
And the Rambam says that if you put on the tefillin and you're still wearing the tefillin, then your original asiyah is still continuous and you can make a bracha. We were wondering about Ner Chanukah, you know, where to fit in Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah is asiyah kayemis.
But I really didn't do the mitzvah until...
I'm looking for a page called Test Zion, which I... Is this it? Oh, excellent. Test Zion. Wait a second, something is funny here. Yeah, Test Vav. Oh, I have two copies of Test Vav. So this is an extra copy of Test Vav if anyone needs one. And I have Test Vav and Test Zion. Okay. Second. Actually, I had Tesvav Tesayin as two sides of one page. Oh, if you don't mind making a swap with me, because I have my notes over here. Okay. So I would like you to take a minute of your time to look at a paragraph on page Tesvav on the right column on the bottom that starts with Vehine. And I'm going to talk to myself for a minute while you're reading that paragraph. So don't listen to me. Well, the Rambam says, yeah, mitzvah say, oh, so he classifies Ner Chanukah as what? As a mitzvah shechova. Oh, but Rashi says that Yoshev Besfina is not chayev and adlokas Ner Chanukah. So it seems that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah depends upon what? On a bias. Ah, if that be the case, then it's exactly identical to mezuzah. And the Rambam says that mezuzah is a mitzvah shel rishus. The ein adam chayev lishkon bebayis achayev bemezuzah. And yet, when he gets to Ner Chanukah, the Rambam says hadlokas Ner Chanukah is a chova. It's not a rishus. But wait a second, if we're saying that you're not chayev in Ner Chanukah without a bias, then it's exactly identical to mezuzah. How can you possibly say that it's a mitzvah shel chova? It's exactly a rishus like the case of mezuzah. So, I don't know, Rabosai, whether you were here about 2 weeks ago, I quoted a sugi called Achsenoi. And in that sugya, the Achsenoi has to be mishtatef bepruta in order to fulfill his chiyuv. Now, why would the Achsenoi be chayav in Ner Chanukah? He doesn't have a bias. Lenny, this can be relevant to a week from now, right? If you know what I mean. So if you're a guest in someone's house, you don't have a bias. Again, if you're sleeping in your house, it's different. But let's say you were... You know, you were a single guy, you know, and you're a backpacker, and you pack into someone's house who invites you over on Chanukah, and you're called an Achsenoi. And the Gemara tries to work it out, Rav Sheshit, in such a way that you would fulfill your mitzvah. Why? You're not even obligated to the mitzvah because you don't have a bias. So we said about 2 weeks ago in the name of the Hare Kedem that he says that there's a Chovas. Chovas Gavra of Gufo Shalodom to set up an Ner Chanukah. And if he doesn't have a bias, he has to find a bias. How is he going to find a bias? So he finds himself in the house of a host, and therefore he fulfills the mitzvah.
I'm just saying, is that the same parallel? You're renting a house as opposed to buying. You still fix the mitzvah.
Oh, I don't know about renting versus buying. Meaning, I would say schiris kanyo. We pass that schiris is enough to generate a kid. You chayv both in their mezuzah and in their chanukah. But the question is, if I don't have a bias, am I obligated to find a bias? In the case of mezuzah, the Rambam says explicitly, "Ein adam chayav lishkon b'bayis l'chayav b'mezuzah." He doesn't have to run around and set himself up a bias. But in the case of their chanukah, the Rambam says it's a chova. It's not a rishus.
But if I'm a guest in someone's house, what is my halachic status? I'm not really a renter, I'm a guest, but
you're asking the next question we're going to ask, but that's, I'm not up to that yet, is how does the Asanoi fulfill his mitzvah if you need a bias? It's not his bias. Maybe he's not even paying rent, so it's not serious. That's a fundamental question. But Gemara says explicitly, Asanoi chayav b'ner chanuk, and that's codified in the Shulchan Aruch. Mm-hmm. Now, why should he be chayav b'ner chanuk if he doesn't have a bias? So, like, we're in deep trouble here, because on the one hand, Rashi says that if you're a holich b'sfina and you don't have a bias, you're not chayv in Ner Chanukah. On the other hand, the Gemara says Achsanoi is chayv in Ner Chanukah, he doesn't have a bias. So maybe what Rashi means when he says mahalich b'sfina, he doesn't mean that he's not chayv in Ner Chanukah. He means that he doesn't have the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. He doesn't have a bias. So on his behalf, or on the behalf of anyone who doesn't have a bias, the Chazal made a takana that you can be Yotzei Chatz at least Re'ia, and you make the two brachas of Shasa Nisim and Shechiyot on the first day, right? But in a finami, he forfeits the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So if you ask me, based on the Hari Kedem, would you be allowed to go on a cruise during Chanukah? And I think the answer would be no. Now, I don't want to disappoint anyone, but, you know, because maybe someone here is planning to go on a cruise during Chanukah. I mean, if you are, please send me a ticket as well. I can't afford it. But
why wouldn't that be considered your bias?
So, again, that's a very fundamental and profound question, but Rashi says, Kigona holich b'sfina. So, again, I don't know the answer to your question yet, but I do know one thing, that Rashi postulates that sfina is not a bias. And therefore, Rashi says, give him at least the opportunity of Re'iyah. So as the ship is coming towards the dock or leaving the shore, whichever way direction it is, he sees someone's Ner Chanuk. He makes a brach, maybe even two brachas. He makes Shasa Nisa. He's a Roa Ner Chanuk. But Rashi clearly is saying he's not a Madlik. Maybe Rashi means that there are security issues, so it really is a bias. I don't know. But Pashtus, that's the way all the Achronim understood in Rashi. Rashi holds a Sfida is not a bias. Bias has to be Kavua bim Kobo.
Maybe the problem is it's like an Agalah.
Right, it's like an Agalah. So you really have to learn the sugi of Sukkah al Gabi Agola. You know, you have to know whether it's Mechubah l'karka or it's not Mechubah l'karka. So let's assume that Sfina is not Mechubah l'karka, it doesn't have the din of a bias. And the cooler here is that you wouldn't have to put up a mezuzah. Imagine if you're on a cruise. Like, people go on cruises, I don't know, are the cruise ships that have mezuzahs in the world? Probably they're rare. There may be one that goes from Israel to Turkey, or someplace, or Greece, or someplace, and it has a mezuzah on. But let's assume, and I promise you, the next cruise, you will not find a mezuzah in your cabin. So what do? Maybe you're chayv in a mezuzah? Maybe it depends. Are you going to be there for 30 days? You know, how long? You know, you have to really rack your brains and figure out why there's no mezuzah. And Rashi's answer is because the Sfina is not a bias. No, if it's not a bias, Rashi says you cannot light, even if they would let you light a candle, you would not fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. What the Chazal are going to do for your behalf is they're going to at least allow you to avail yourself of a mitzvah kiyum, some partial kiyum, of Re'iyas Ner Chanukah. Now, if that be the case, then if a person puts himself actively and deliberately into a situation where he cannot fulfill a mitzvah, that's a bit of a problem. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch assumes, listen to this, that if you live in Chutz Laretz, you're obligated to be here on Pesach in order to eat the Korban Pesach. Why? Because you can't say, well, I'm berichuk makom and therefore I'm not chayiv in the mitzvah. Then resolve that problem. You rectify that problem and get your rumpus over here. You know what I'm saying? And be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas pesach. No, the Beyuda seems to take another approach. He's saying, well, if I'm a chutzlaretz, I'm not chayiv, I'm in richuk makom, I'm not chayiv, I don't have to actively put myself up into the chiyuv. But let's say if we go into minchas chinuch, then to take a cruise and you know that you won't have a bias, you're really being okay yourself, you're removing yourself from a mitzvah. So again, I'm not here to paskin shaylos here, but just in theory, you should know that if you combine these two elements, number one, Rashi's definition of a sfina is not a bias. Number two, if you accept the Ari Kedem, that Achsenoi doesn't have a bias, and yet he's chayv in the mitzvah near Chanukah.
That's dafka sfina. Rashi is dafka sfina, not a temporary place where he might be.
Right, if it's mechubra l'karka, then he's an achsenoi, and then he's chayv in near Chanukah. That's the Gemara Mufureshet. But Rashi's saying, what's the takon of Roeh? Which means that he's not a madlik, he's a holich b'sfina. Rashi could have given an example of a homeless person who doesn't have a roof over his head. So Rashi says that even if he's wealthy like the Dickens, but he happens to be on a cruise. And that's why he's on a cruise, because he can afford it, right? And he at this point he doesn't have a bias. Now that's a bit of a problem. So the Gemara says that Chosh will give him the mitzvah of what? Of Re'iyah. So again, if the Rambam classifies Ner Chanukah as a Chova, in contrast to Mezuzah, which is only a Rishus, and the Rambam goes out of his way to say, Einon Chayav Lishkon B'Bayis Kedei She'ikayimus Mitzvah Mezuzah, but here the Rambam is saying you have to find a bias in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And it makes a lot of sense that Ner Chanukah is a Chova. I mean, the Gemara says that an Ani would have to He would have to sell the shirt off his back for the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. You know, to say that it's only a reshus, you know, if I decide to get myself a bias.
So, if he's on a cruise, can he be madlik?
According to Rashi, no. It would be futile. Yeah, because it's not a Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah has to be in a bias. See, again, the issue is not, does Ner Chanukah have to be in a bias? Everyone agrees that Ner Chanukah has to be in a bias. You run out into the streets with a Ner Chanukah or on the lawn of the White House, that's not a Ner Chanukah, with all due respect. You need a bias. And last I checked it out, the White House is not a bias. Now, if you argue that the White House is a bias, then maybe it have to be within a tefach of the opening of the bias. I don't know if Trump would allow that. I don't know what the regulations are in the White House.
If you're the Jewish president,
I wonder if they, you know, what the security rules are. Maybe in that case it's shasat zakon ve'elif ma'alik el shulchan v'dayim, which would be a shame. You know, Lieberman, I think, was vice president at one point, was he not?
No.
He was. Oh, he was on the. He was, oh, together with what's his name, Gore, was it?
Yeah.
He
was on the ticket, but they didn't get elected.
They didn't get elected. And maybe that's good for the Jews. I don't know. I get scared. But Lieberman goes to shul. That I know. So we could have had... Now, if Gore would be in Chutz Laaretz, had he been elected, then I think during that time, it could be that Lieberman would have the... So Gore spent Christmas somewhere abroad, and it's Hanukkah now, and Lieberman is the President of the United States. So he'll be lighting in the White House. Oh. So now, what I'm saying is the following. Kuli amalo pligi, this is unquestionable. You can only fulfill the mitzvah Ner Chanukah in a bias. You can argue back and forth, well, if I don't have a bias, am I obligated to get myself a bias? From Achsenoi, it sounds like he's chayv in Ner Chanukah even though he doesn't have a bias, and we're going to have to work out how, as an Achsenoi, this is his bias. You know, that has to be understood. That was Ben's question from before. In the case of a holich b'sfina, Rashi says he doesn't have a bias. Then lechora, if you accept this Rambam, the Ner Chanukah is a chova, and the way the Achsenoi is chai, it means you got to get yourself a bias. So you're out on a cruise and you don't have a bias, according to Rashi. Get yourself a bias. So I don't know. Maybe the Gemara is worried about someone who has to go on a sfina. No, we're not talking about someone who went on a pleasure trip. You know, he was representing the Jewish nation in some capital city in Rome or someplace. So he had to take a boat that left from Akko, or from, what? From Haifa. Where do when you send a lift, where does it usually come in? Ashdod or someplace?
Ashdod or Haifa.
Ashdod and Haifa. So let's say he took a trip from Ashdod or Kesari, I don't know where he is, and he's representing the Jewish people there in Rome. So what do we do for such a guy? You know, he doesn't have a bias. And he's not going on a pleasure trip just to avoid the mitzvah of Ner Chanuk. So at least we might be able to orchestrate it that he gets half of the mitzvah, he gets at least the mitzvah of Re'iyah. So that's interesting. He writes in the Gvuras Yitzchak, I don't think you have this, is one of the pages later, he says, V'nira b'das haram of the afal gav de gav Ner Chanuk et tzorech bayis mikom kom cholik mitzvahs Ner Chanuk mi mezuzah umimake to be mezuzah umake avichobas habayis umishein lo bayis enel of chiv mezuzah umake klal. As the whole chiyuv emerges with the bias, and that's mezuzah and makah. Mashenke mitzvahs ner Chanukah, I mean mitzal agavra. That's what we saw in the Hari Kedem, and he proves it from Achsenoi. Kikol a mitzvahs. Rak the tiknuah shad loka yia al pesach habayis o betoch habayis. V'einze rak din b'kiyuv a mitzvah. But the chiyuv a mitzvah is mutal olav as a chovas gavra. Now, I don't know why he doesn't quote the halacha of Ach Sinai. That would be a clear-cut proof. It's hard to dispute that proof from Ach Sinai, that it's a Chovas Gav.
But maybe Ach Sinai, that's his house.
Well, if that's his house, then why doesn't he just light a Ner Chanukah there? It doesn't say that he could light a Ner Chanukah. The Baal Bais lights the Ner Chanukah.
But that's the minimum is he needs to give a puta to partake in the shemen.
Right, but I'm just saying, why does he need to give a puta? Why not just tell him light in Ner Chanukah? Why
can. Is it good? He can.
I don't think so. I think it says that that he has to be mishtatev v'pruta. I can look that up in Shulchan Aruch if you give me about 5 minutes. But I don't think he has the option of lighting his own.
What happens?
Because it's not his bias.
In the yeshivot or so on, they light in their achsanai. It's not their house, and they light in the windows, the places that light the windows, or in the chedorot.
Right. No, I don't know. You're right. I don't know how that works. I don't know how that works exactly.
They might have the status of renters in the Pinyin.
Well, maybe because they pay Skar Limu, they pay tuition.
The marriage Shemesa was just the minimum. So the Afsinai could save himself. The question is, why does he have to be Mitzdarek Pruta? Why can't you just say to the Baal?
The truth is that, we were learning Mishnah Berurah, we got up to Afsinai, but we didn't actually learn Afsinai. Let me see if I could find this. Tofresh Ayin Zayin Din Achsenoi B'Chanukah Achsenoi She'ein Madlikin Olav B'Beiso. Okay, if Rav Zera says my wife, now that I'm married, my wife is light, I'm lucky. But if he doesn't have anyone to light in his house, Tzorech Los Es Pruta L'Bal Abayis L'Shtatef Imo B'Shemen Shel Ner Chanukah. Let's see if the Mishnah Berurah comments on this, but it sounds to me like he doesn't have the option of lighting his own Ner. Does he say anything here? Let's see. I didn't see this, so you'll have to give me a minute if you can bear with me. You want to look at this, Abby, for me? You don't mind doing the work? It's right here on the right side. Again, the Shulchan Aruch gives me the impression that he doesn't have that option, Zev, of lighting his own candle. You want to look in the Mishnah Berurah, see what he says. I didn't find anything yet, but I'm sure it's there. I just now you have pages Tesvav and Tesayin. Am I right?
Yes.
Were you able to look at least with a glance, a superficial glance, at Vehine? What does that mean? What was the first case, or what's the second case? Right, leave out that.
Right.
So again, what are the, explain to me, said, what are the two scenarios?
Scenario number one, he doesn't have a, he's sleeping in the living room, on the couch, and he doesn't have a place to put the chanukiah, so it's the minimum, he gives a putat to be mishtatef with the barishu beitah, with the balabai. But if he has a petach place, he's got a window to the Rishut HaRabim.
Like, let's say he's sleeping in his own room,
in
kind of thing?
Room, and
yeah, okay, I don't want to get into that. I'm just trying to see what happens if he doesn't have his own room. If he doesn't have his own room, does he have the ability to light his own Ner Chanukah? That's my question. Will that be a meaningful fulfillment of his mitzvah of Ner Chanukah?
Yes, but if he doesn't...
Yes? I'm saying no.
Because I would say yes, but...
I'm saying that he needs to have a bias. So if he has a separate room, again, I don't know if he's paying for it or he's just...
Doesn't matter. He's,
again, I don't know. Whatever
there,
it is.
So he's paid for it.
Yeah, maybe it means that since he has, I don't know, legal rights to that, it's like he has a bias on that room. But if he doesn't have bias on the room... That means he doesn't have a bias. If he doesn't have a bias, then he can't be yotze by just lighting in there. It's like lighting out in the lawn of the White House.
The Mishnah Berurah says on the basic halacha, Mikol Mokom and Mishlach Tzonoi Ner Nochon Yotze L'Hadlik B'Atzmo.
Even on the first scenario.
And the first is the first case.
Wow. That's not the way I learned this. And how do you see that in the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even hint at that.
I think he's saying that's the minimum.
Moshe's pruta is she'in tzarech lafson al itenko. Okay, that's something else.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pay for the whole ner.
Right, but at the end he says in yesh lafson al ner nochon yosher lahalik ba'atzmo.
I don't see that in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the Ramah. Maybe he's based himself on the Ramah of Bizman Hazeh or something. I don't know. So what did you get out of this paragraph, if we can just get back onto the... Because all this was just because we had to photocopy pages, but... V'hine l'fi ha-mavur. This is mine.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I need this to take it home, because... Okay. Whoops, did I spill something now?
Yeah, you dropped something.
Oh, I just dropped something. Dropping pages is not as bad as spilling... He says, Nira, Dizesha Madlika Neros Mishatishka Chama, Eino Elamidin Zrizam Akdin Lemitzvahs. Wow, this is a Kiddush. So, Zev, this comes back to your stopwatch. He's saying that's only Midin Zrizam Akdin Lemitzvahs. Or Migeder Hidur Mitzvah, he says. And he has a Chuvas Marshal. And he says the following. After Kamal and Kovsa ain't Zokakla Hainu Lechiu, Fabala Rotsa Lizkos Pimitzvah Shlema Yachsar Yadlik de Logarim and Mahadrin. So you see that there's a lot of flexibility here in Ner Chanukah to afford you with the possibility of going beyond the letter of the law in order to be Mahadrin. And he says that the Mahadrin element is to stand there with a stopwatch and light with Shkir. Ulam. Ra'isi b'shem Maron HaRizal, he doesn't tell you where he saw this, but there's a risk of Shekos of the Iker Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah Shetehei Dolekas Mishkiah Sachamad Klos HaRegel. This is not just Hidur Mitzvah, this is Iker Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah. So again, we need a stopwatch. So if you want to be Mahadur HaMitzvah, you get a stopwatch. And the Brisker Rav is saying that if you want to be Yotze the Iker HaMitzvah, you got to get a stopwatch. He says, "Hadlokah b'zman hazeh he ikar a mitzvah d'ner chanukah v'chol shema acher." If he's a little bit later after shkia, chaser lo chelik beguf a mitzvah. It's like over the clock is ticking. Every minute, he's forfeiting part of the mitzvah. Ulechorat tzarich iyun de'ine m'shikar mitzvah shal ner chanuk shteito lekas mishkia v'ashirat shetichle regem and shuk ma'akev badlokas ner chanukah is havili lemeimar. Diem lo hidlik miyad kishetishka lo yotze yidei chovasa. Now, if you're going to tell me now that the ikra mitzvah requires shkia, and at the same time you're going to tell me that the candle has to be lit until tikla regem and ashuk, then the conclusion that we should come to is that if he didn't light immediately with shkia, he's not yotze yidei chovasa. But I don't think that that's necessarily a kasha. You know, it could be that the Ikra mitzvah is to light with shkia, and we want the candle to be lit for that full half hour, but it doesn't mean, therefore, that if you lit after the shkia, that you're not yotzei the mitzvah. What does it mean? Havi le lemem dim lo hidlik miyad is kish shkia sachama lo yotzei yidei chovasa. Why lo yotzei yidei chovasa? Banir lo madulfima. I mean, he completely forfeits. But again, he's still within Hashatichla Reg Menashuk, so he has Pirsim Anes. But he's saying that the shear is because you have to have enough nair to last from Shkia until Tichla, and that's the minimum amount. And at the same time, the Iker Mitzvah, according to the Brisker Rav, is to light with Shkia. So then we might as well come to the conclusion that if he didn't light with Shkia, then he's not Yotz to the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah is that the nair should be Dolok from Shkia, and that's not just the Hidur, but according to the Brisker Rav, that's Mikra Mitzvah until Ach Tichla Regel Menashuk. So in this paragraph on Nireh, he tries to answer this question. He wants to say that there are two parts to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. There's a Maisad Loka, and then there's a din of Ner Dolok Ad Shkia Sacham. But he says that the din of Ner Chama, of Ner Dolok Ad Shkia Sachama, is not Likuva, but it's only Lechatchila. If all things are well, then you want to set up a Ner Dolok, and therefore we pass in Kofsa Ein Zokikla. So he says, as far as the Maisa Hadlaka is concerned, the Maisa Hadlaka could shift around, and if you didn't light with Shkia, you could do a Maisa Hadlaka anytime within that half hour. But if you're talking about the Kiyum of Ner Doluk, which is Chathchila, you want to achieve a Ner Doluk, then Enochinami, you would have to have it from Shkia until Achitikla Regimen Ashur. But that's only Lechathchila, because the Kiyum of Ner Doluk is not critical, it's not indispensable, it enhances your mitzvah, it's a lechatchila, but you can light any time within that half hour. And then towards the end of the paragraph, with this we'll conclude, he says, "Binogela ikar mitzvahs maisad loka leka shir shiehi doleg mitchila shkia." That has, in other words, since we're talking about a Maisa mitzvah of Hadlaka, and that's the main mitzvah, in other words, the Ner Dolik is an embellishment, but it's not critical. He says, as far as the Maisa mitzvah, there's no shear that has to be Dolik from a certain point till a certain point, because again, all we need is a Maisa Hadlaka. Ki im shetei Dolik ad shetichle regel meshuk, that you have to light it sometime within that period of time, up to but not beyond shetichle regel meshuk. If you want to get also a Ner Doluk, then you want to light the Ner with Shkia, because you want it to be a Ner Doluk from Shkia until Tichla Regimen Ashuk, to cover that entire period. So it comes out that now, when you delay lighting after Shkia, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah L'chatchila, but nevertheless you're Mekayim the Maisad Loka, and that's the Iker, critical part of the Mitzvah. And that's more or less what he says over here. He goes on and on and on, but that's where we're gonna stop now. Okay, then. So I wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom and a Frail Chanukah, and hopefully we'll see each other next week as well.
Thank you.
You can hold on to these pages, because it's very hard for me to keep them in archives, if you know what I mean.